In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. As we gather this Christmas morning, it's an interesting time to consider the condition of our hearts, don't you think? As we have made it to this point of Christmas morning and all of the preparations and the journey to this point has culminated in this day. I'm speaking, of course, of Advent, not your Christmas shopping, although I'm sure that's happened also. But we're talking about in this gospel reading this morning this concept of holding on to human precepts and holding on to human traditions and various things. And the interesting thing about a service on the morning of Christmas Day is that is where you find people who are deeply ingrained in their tradition. This last 2 days is one that reflects a very interesting perspective from where I stand. Where are people in this journey? What is it they're seeking to gain as they understand the fact that this, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has entered into this world? Are we struggling with the worldly concepts and traditions, or are we folding into the traditions of the church and the understanding of our faith? So the wonderful thing about a Christmas morning service for me is the Christmas Eve services are finished. And I can somewhat relax as soon as I'm able to sit down, which I'm not allowed to do for more than about 10 minutes until Monday. Otherwise, I just go to sleep. As we were getting ready, Morgan came in. She goes, is there anything you need? I said, I need to be 20 years younger. But I hear these words as Jesus is quoting Isaiah. He says, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. And this struck me as I was looking at these readings earlier in this week and having had a conversation with a family member. And I was being asked, well, what's your service schedule look like? I said, well, the beauty of having Christmas Day on Saturday is we will do 2 Christmas Eve service, Christmas Day, and then it will be Sunday. And he's like, why do you do that? And I didn't understand the question. Our church has already done their big service, and we're not having any services for Christmas until Sunday. I saw this person on Wednesday, and I just thought to myself, how is it we have come to a place where celebrating Christmas by attending worship services directed to our Lord and Savior have become so inconvenient that we decide to just not do them? I think, how far will all this go? What will it be like? So brothers and sisters, as we stand here this day and those who were gathered here last night, and we realize maybe it isn't supposed to be so convenient. Maybe it is supposed to be so against what the world would expect that even the people near and dear to us look at us puzzled and think, why would you do that? And if you had that experience, or if you have it at some point today, when people are asking, why were you at church this morning? Didn't you go last night? Or whatever their questions may be, why would you do that? I pray that you have a good answer. Because the good answer is this, my opinion, of course, my most humble but accurate opinion, as a dear friend of mine would say. The reason we do this is because we have a God that entered into this world to save us, primarily from ourselves. And I understand the concept for that need. So why would we not? When we have fully experienced the grace of God, His mercy and His forgiveness, how could we not come and worship him together? How can we not decide that that is more important than what the world continues to offer us, even on Christmas morning? How can we not seek out the one who sought us out first? It's not such a big thing, or is it? The world continues to entice. The world continues to try and draw us in to its temporary fixes. But I'm grateful to be here this morning with you as we worship our Lord and Savior. And I was grateful to be here last night to worship our Lord and Savior. And I will be grateful to be here tomorrow to worship our Lord and Savior. Will I be tired? Yes. Will I be moving slower? Probably. But it will feel as one of those moments that the world kind of works through you, and you know that what you've been through has taken something from you that might even at some point felt like a sacrifice, and you are tired, but it's what my mother used to call a good tired. You're not tired and bored. You're exhausted because you've poured yourself out. It seems appropriate to feel that just a little bit, just a little hint of that fatigue when we are pressing in to gather together as God's people to worship our Lord and Savior. To go through it, to wake up maybe this morning and go, why did I decide I wanted to go to church on Christmas morning again? It's so nice. The coffee's already up. And you get up and you go anyway. Or maybe you were here last night, which turned into this morning. And you wonder, have you lost your mind? Why would you do this? Why would we do this? Because we seek the one who sought us first. Amen.